sasare yang tina minggu aku metutulan karo kanca lunganing sawahan numpak kebo karo main pangan kuya kuyu seneng rakaruan urip kue ora mung dewekan tepos liro kudu enggo cekelan mending meneng ora sah cangkeman daripada bubar kekancanan setung sak kentang sak kentung kan di lambung ngerjangkung bebek kantikung manu jalak sasarian tung sak kentang sak kentung kan di lambung ngerjangkung bebek kantikung manu jalak sasarian bocah wadon sing ayu dewek laka-laka sing paling molek kutu kuat wong lanang melek nek orang ngesuk mangan tembelek tung sakentang saket.
From Jakarta, here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia, only on Indonesia Today.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. The Indonesian government has voiced its concern over recent tensions at the Thailand and Cambodia border. However, it believes both countries as ASEAN members will uphold regional principles and find a peaceful resolution. Indonesian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Roliansyah Sumirat made the statement in Jakarta on Friday. According to him, so far, there have been no reports of Indonesian nationals impacted by the situation based on communication with the embassies in both countries. Moving on to Indonesian Minister of Communication and Digital Affairs, Mutia Hafid, that announced the Indonesian government's commitment to boost women's roles as future digital leaders through Sisternet program in partnership with PT XL Smart Telecom Sejahtera. On Thursday in South Jakarta, she revealed that the Sisternet program offers digital literacy modules, education on preventing online violence, and learning communities accessible via the ministry's learning management system platform. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. It's 3 p.m. Western Indonesia time, or GMT plus 7, which means it is time for Indonesia Today. Is available not only on voinews.id or RRI digital mobile app channel VOI, but also on RRINet that you can enjoy on the website rri.co.id or UCTV. Still with me, Rahma, on the mic on this fabulous Friday. We'll be presenting various programs about Indonesian culture, tradition, food, and so on. The music, of course. And we have, as always, VOI Talk. What we'll be talking about, stay tuned only on Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia.
This is the time for the show. Flowers moving on her ground. I walk a thin line, I'm in overdrive, not ready to slow down. One step closer to the sky, there's gasoline in my veins. I'm cutting highlights, so electrified, don't send it my way now. Watch me set this world on fire. Watch me do it with no regrets. You can't hold me back. No, you can't hold me back. This is my time to shine. We'll be glorious. We say, oh, just like a warrior. We stand up. We're fine.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. VOI listeners and viewers, Indonesia's future capital city, Nusantara, or IKN, has continued to grow under the new administration. So now let's take a look at its progress, its development on today's VOI Talk, Inside Nusantara, Capital in Motion, with today's speaker joining us here, Bapak Troy Harold Yohanes Panto, as the Special Staff of Chairman of Nusantara Capital City for Public Communication. Hello, good afternoon, Bapak Troy. Thank you for joining us. Hello, Patrick. Yes.
Hi. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Can you hear me clearly?
Yes. So we can hear you clearly. Thank you so much.
That's great.
Okay. Thank you for joining us here on today's VOI Talk. We'll be so curious and looking forward for the latest progress of Indonesia's future capital city, Nusantara. How is Nusantara been going on right now overall, Pak Troy?
Well, first of all, thank you for these invitations. So the first phase of infrastructure development is nearly complete. I can say that key projects that have been constructed include the presidential palace complex, the coordinating ministry offices, and then we also built already toll roads, almost finished, dams, water reservoirs, integrated waste processing facilities, and road and networks in the core government center area, we can say is almost 90% complete. But for our President's Palace complex, coordinating ministry offices, done already. So additionally, infrastructure projects currently under completions by the Ministry of Public Works and Housing of the Republic Indonesia. That include the Vice Presidential Palace, the National Mosque, and some residential towers for civil servants. So basically, currently, the development of Nusantara Capital City, or IKN, is focused on the target set by President Prabowo. So we aim to establish it as the political capital by 2028. So in order to achieve this, starting in early 2025, the development of Nusantara Capital City will enter its second phase, which includes the expansions of judicial and legislative zones along with their supporting facilities.
90%, well, almost done then. So with the new government transition, we can say that IKN project moving forward as planned.
Well, we are really confident that the IKN, or Nusantara Capital City, is developing well. So there is no difference policies between former President Jokowi's development plan and President Prabowo's current program. So both fully support IKN's progress. The Indonesian Parliament's NMA, or DPR, or DPR, has officially approved IKN's development through national law. So we are really confident with the strong legal foundations, we will continue building IKN without doubt or delay. So again, I just want to inform that this IKN, or Nusantara Capital City, has been listed as one of the 77 national strategic projects for the 2025 to 2029. So the development process of the Nusantara Capital City has been established based on 5 development stages. So it's based on a specific time frame and target.
Okay, the infrastructure keeps going on, but how to make sure the balance between speed with sustainability in building this capital?
Of course, yeah. As I explained previously, there are some basic infrastructures that Nusantara has been built. Yeah. So several basic infrastructures that functions to support the development process and in creating a city ecosystem in Nusantara Capital City as a sustainable city, we've done already. For example, the Sepaku Semoy Dam, the water treatment plant, and main reservoir have been built as a source of raw water for Nusantara Capital City. And again, the Nusantara capital city basically is built based on the principles of smart, sustainable, and forest city. I just want to give the highlight that they are the area of tropical rainforest include 75%. So the one that we keep the area to be green or more greener. And the 10% of the area are focused for food productions area. And the rest of it, it's only 25% to build the infrastructures of our urban area. Then we have a 50 megawatt solar power plant, and it has been built in Nusantara capital city, as well as the solar power plant support the clean energy transitions. So we have also the animal bridge under constructions near to Nusantara capital city. Probably this is the first animal bridge in Kalimantan. I'm not sure yet, but this is really, something that hopefully interested by society. And then we are also currently building a tree planting culture in Nusantara capital city. Every 2 weeks, we plant various types of trees together when there are visits from local and foreign guests. So next time for Radio Republik Indonesia or VOI, you are very welcome to join with us to plant, trees, along with us. So let's do it together.
Really looking forward for it, because under the administration of the 7th President Joko Widodo, we did a live broadcast there at IKN.
All right. I remember that. I was there, and I support Radio Republik Indonesia to open the office in IKN.
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
Okay. Hmm. Hopefully more coverage or broadcast will be done by RRI later.
Of course.
Okay, now we are also would like to know about the investment. What has been done to attract global investment and foreign partnerships into IKN?
Well, investment is very important to be part in IKN. Yeah, not only the domestic investment, but also foreign partnership or from other nations' investments. So we are actively and optimistically attracting global investment and foreign partnerships into Nusantara capital city through a multi-phased and robust strategy design to ensure long-term sustainability and mutual benefit. So for your information, that our core approach revolves around an optimized financing model where 80% of the development funding is projected to come from non-state budget sources. So only the 20% budget is coming from the state budget. So this involves financing structures and encourages extensive collaborations and partnership with private sector entities, both through government-initiated solicited, or we call it solicited, and privately proposed, or we call it unsolicited, that we call with public-private partnership, or P3 schemes. Then to enhance the investors' appeal, we offer special incentives, including attractive tax allowances, tax holidays, and development subsidies tailored to specific projects. We are also actively pursuing and consolidating multilateral cooperation, engaging with esteemed international financial institutions such as ADB or Asian Development Bank, Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank or AIIB, and the World Bank for such projects that generate significant economic impact. So beyond this direct financing, this partnership fosters broader regional and global engagement through invaluable knowledge sharing, technical expertise, and feasibility studies. So a lot of initiatives that we have been done and still going on. So I just want to say that with these comprehensive strategies and the strong political will, we are confident in Nusantara trajectory as a thriving, sustainable, and globally attractive investment destinations.
Okay, and to show more confidence and positivity on IKN, any key events or milestones coming soon that we should watch for?
Well, of course. So we are in July, right? And we are approaching August. Yeah. So in July and in August 2025, there will be several events held and currently being held in Nusantara Capital City. We are welcome also for Radio Republik Indonesia, including yourself, to be there, of course. Yeah. So in a very near time, in the end of July or first of August, we will have a Congress of Indonesia Diaspora, the 8th Congress of Indonesia Diaspora. So there are the 350 members of diaspora, including the visitors. So they are this diaspora. They are returnees. Those who work in other countries will come here in IKN, and also some foreign people will come here also. They want to see IKN. They want to see how the projects of IKN. Then they want to to have an experience how to live in IKN. So they will stay here several days. So not only the Congress, but they will have also fashions festivals. So they call it with Eco Fashions Nusantara. It will be held in amphitheaters. So they will build a stage. So everybody can come there and enjoy. That's one of the key events in July and August. And on August, we will have a Beauty Pageants Festival. You know, it's like the finalists of the men and women who have chosen from all around Indonesia will come here for the Beauty Pageants, Indonesia Beauty Pageants, or in Bahasa they call it the Putra Putri Pariwisata Tourism. Ambassador.
Yeah.
Yes, tourism ambassadors, campus ambassadors, and et cetera, et cetera. We will have also a Nusantara Sports and Art Festival in this August. And we will have also Borneo Run Trail. It will be held, if I'm not wrong, on September. And then also in the 1st of August, we will have International Blowpipe Festival, or in Bahasa Indonesia we call it with Sumpit. Jadi a festival Sumpit International. So not only from the Kalimantan team, but also some teams who will be joined coming from Malaysia, Brunei, and other countries. So again, another international festival we will have in IKN is a Choir International Festival. So, but not only that, to organize this event, this is important to be known by all of the listeners, that we also involve the community, especially micro, small, and medium enterprises, or MSMEs. And then most of them of the result of empowerment by IKN, or Nusantara Capital City Authority.
Wow, seems like all of the upcoming events are so Voice of Indonesia.
Yeah.
Hope we can attend the events, Patroy. Okay.
Certainly.
The last question is, we are imagining if a foreign visitor, a Voice of Indonesia listener, comes to Nusantara in 2030, what would be the one thing you'd be proud of to show them?
I can give you a long list. Yeah.
Just make it short, brief.
So we take a great pride in showcasing our flagship landmark, the Garuda Palace. Of course, they can still have a look Garuda Palace and also our iconic President's Palace designed by a renowned artist, Bapak Inyoman Nuwarta. Yeah. And beyond that, the Garuda Palace, Kusuma Bangsa Parks offers breathtaking views of the future's government capitals. And international visitors can tour the Nusantara Capital Authority office. So our headquarters also is a part of the great place, you know, to see, to come. And of course, we will open the Plaza Bhimika Tunggalika. So previously, it called with the Titik No. So please welcome. Yeah. And of course, later this year, we will complete the Vice President's Presidential Palace, which will become another highlight for visitors to explore. So a lot of destinations place in Nusantara, and we are very welcome to all the publics to come to Ibu Kota Nusantara.
Okay, Pak Troy, seems like we need another 1 hour special session to dig more about the development of IKN Nusantara. But seems like we are running out of time, so let's arrange another session. The point is IKN is indeed on its way to become a modern, inclusive and green capital city, right? Capable of attracting global capital and innovation. Thank you so much.
Okay, but before you end this conversation, can I have my closing statement, if you don't mind?
Yes.
All right. Yes, okay. Yeah. So I just want to express my deepest gratitude to all parties supporting the development of Nusantara Capital City, including VOI, Radio Republik Indonesia.
Thank you
so much. As a city for all, or a world city for all, Nusantara is committed to inclusivity, offering opportunities for both national and global partners to contribute to its growth. We also invite the public to stay informed through our official communication channels, including our website and verified social media platforms, where people can access reliable updates on Nusantara's progress. Together, we are building not just a new capital, but a sustainable legacy for future generations. Thank you.
Sustainable legacy noted. Mr. Troy Harold Johannes Panto, Special Staff of Chairman of Nusantara Capital City for Public Communication. Thank you so much for joining us on VOI Talk.
Thank you.
Well, listener, that's today's VOI Talk, Inside Nusantara Capital in Motion. You can go further to know more about Indonesia's future capital city, Nusantara, or IKN, I-K-N. Stay tuned for more insightful interview from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services, English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian pop and regional songs, international musical entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
samudra terbentang khatulistiwa. Di situ ku ada bersamamu saudara. Beragam warna kita, suku tak selalu sama. Kau aku Indonesia yang disatukan karena cinta. Karena kita Indonesia, jangan pernah terpecah belah. Walau kita berbeda, walau kita tak sama, tetaplah satu cinta, kita Indonesia sesungguhnya.
RRI Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRI Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hands, turn with me. People of the land, they dance and sing. And if it's the beauty of nature, among the colors of heaven, this is a wonderful place. I feel love.
Hatiku tak mungkin Voice of Indonesia.
Once upon a time, the angels took bath here. In the legend of Tutumenden, nine angels descended from the heaven to a pond. They took a bath in a pond belonging to Mamanua, a young farmer. Mamanua fell in love. One of the angels, Lumaludu, became his wife. From the fated two worlds, a child was born. But one day, Mamanua make a mistake that forced Lumaludu to return to heaven. The angel said, should their child want to meet her, Mamanua must bring the child across the forest, river, and mountain, with the sun guiding their path. Lumaludu will be waiting at the end of the journey. Then Mamanua and his child took the journey until the small family was reunited in the castle of the angels. The legend of Tutumenden ended happily ever after. And it was the story of the most beautiful place that the angels picked, Likupang. Away from Manado, this coastal city left a strong impression on first-timers. The people are slow living here. Nobody is in a rush. Everybody follows their own beat. And of course, the majestic landscape. Find the warm and embracing sunrise at Larata Hill, where the light reveals the beauty of North Minahasa. Hidden behind the hills and lines of trees are the beautiful beaches of Likupang. The fresh air, the clear sky, the white sand, and the pristine water. No one can deny its temptation. Wulisan Beach is a must-see spot in Likupang. It welcomes both the calm with the trees and the adventurers with boats, taking them to some hidden gems around Wulisan. Then the darkening and yet golden sky is not the death of its beauty. The sunset in Likupang will show you its final glory once more before the night falls. That's the beauty of Likupang. Away from noises, anxiety, and deadlines. But believe me, it's always close to your heart. Come to Likupang. Come to your true home.
Thank you for still joining us, Indonesia, today from Voice of Indonesia, accessible as well on RRInet. But it's time for me to sign out from RRInet. But don't worry, because we'll keep on airing till the next 1 hour on voinews.id and RRI Digital. So we thank you very much for joining us on the RRInet for Indonesia today. Joining us again in another interesting edition of Indonesia Today on RRInet from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRInet.
RRI Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRI
Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Bye. dapat ku miliki. Jiwaku kan selalu bersamamu, meski kau tercipta bukan untukku.
Voice of Indonesia.
Music, dance, art performances from Indonesia and abroad, only on The Session. Every Saturday, 9:15 Jakarta time, only on Voice of Indonesia.
Cintaku untukmu. salah.